The operator of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline is cutting its staff by about 10%, or roughly 130 jobs. That's according to a letter Alaska Pipeline Service Company President Tom Barrett sent to state leaders yesterday. The pipeline system moves almost $40 million of oil every day. Alaska spokeswoman Michelle Egan says the company faces twin pressures. On the one hand, it's the only way to ship oil off the North Slope. That means Alyeska can't cut corners and risk a spill or a shutdown of the pipeline.
Everyone who works here understands that Alaska, its economy, its oil industry is dependent upon TAPS operating. And that operation depends on us being safe and environmentally responsible.
At the same time, Egan says, the pipeline has to be financially sustainable.
And so we're looking at ways to modernize the way we do things and find efficiencies.
In his letter to state leaders, Barrett said Alyeska is reorganizing to streamline its maintenance work, centralize its emergency response, and add new technology. Barrett says employees at all levels of the organization will be affected. That includes people in Anchorage, Fairbanks, Valdez, and field sites. Alyeska's 1,300 workers include about 750 employees and 550 contractors. It's owned by four different oil companies, including three of Alaska's largest, BP, ExxonMobil, and ConocoPhillips. Alyeska is responsible for moving oil to Valdez, then helping to make sure that tankers safely carry it from there out of Prince William Sound. The Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council was created after the Exxon Valdez oil spill. It helps monitor Alyeska's operations in Valdez and Prince William Sound. Spokeswoman Brooke Taylor says the council learned about the reorganization today and wants to know more.
The council was put in place to ensure complacency did not creep into the system, because it was complacency that led to the Exxon Valdez oil spill. So anytime you see a restructuring and reductions in workforce, it could be fine, but it's something the council takes very seriously and will want to get a lot more information on.
Barrett says employees and contractors affected by the cuts will be notified by early November.